This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. About to give you the latest NBA deals. The deadline has now passed. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So what all did everyone do? Woj reports the Hawks are trading Rondo to the Clippers for sweet Lou Williams. I'm sure the Clippers would have liked to hang on to Lou Williams, but you got to make that deal if you're the Clippers. And it's just too bad that they couldn't land Rondo in free agency. Of course, he went to get paid. Would have been nice to have them both if you're the Clippers. But at any rate, Rondo was more important to that team. They need an organizer of the offense. And while Rondo is I'll be honest, man, I don't sugarcoat it just because I like Rondo. He's a subpar point guard as a starter in the regular season. He's not average. He's below average starting point guard in the regular season when it doesn't matter as much. In the playoffs, he's an all-star. Give me that all day. Clippers don't need a great point guard in the regular season. They need an all-star in the playoffs who can be relied upon when Paul George can't, by the way. And someone who can help Paul George get better under those circumstances. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Lonzo Ball is staying put in New Orleans. He didn't go anywhere. Too bad. A lot of teams could have used Lonzo, you know. Thought the Bulls might get something done because they traded for Vucevic. The Magic, you know, trading everyone to rebuild. Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu to Chicago in exchange for Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter. First-round picks in 2021 and 2023. Vucevic is such a big move for Chicago. He was a guy I was thinking maybe Boston would be after. You know, when you talk about big twos and big threes, he's legit a guy who can be a part of that. You know, who are the best big men in the game? AD and Embiid and, you know, obviously Jokic. Who else is better than Vucevic in basketball? Who's a big? Karl Anthony Towns could be. Is he right now? I guess, maybe. Vucevic really good. He can shoot. He can pass. He can score inside. He's an underrated defender. He's not amazing, but he's a good defender. He's big. He's an all-star without an obvious, without a glaring weakness in his game. You put him with Zach LaVine, that's something serious. I thought maybe, you know, and the first thing I thought is they're not done yet. And then it started to be reported that, hey, Lonzo could be heading there, and then it didn't happen. The Boston Celtics get Evan Fournier from the Magic for picks. They're working to finalize the deal, according to Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, of course. 2 second-round picks to the Magic. 28-year-old Fournier is averaging a career-high 20 points and 4 assists. Meantime, the big fish in this year's trade market, before Vucevic got traded, was supposed to be Aaron Gordon. Very athletic, good player, who if he could... Listen, we've seen it with Julius Randle. We've seen it with some players. Their outside shooting gets better, and they go from valuable to all-star. That's what we're waiting for with Aaron Gordon. If his shot can, if he could shoot it a little more consistently, he'd be an all-star. He is heading to the Denver Nuggets. Denver's going to be a problem. Let's not forget, Jamal Murray in the playoffs last year was a superstar. He was an MVP caliber player. Jokic is the best player on that team, but with the money on the line, Murray is just as good, at least, maybe even better. So Murray and Jokic, and then Michael Porter Jr., and you could see it last year how good he was going to be offensively. Even when he was drafted, it was just an issue of health. So he got healthy, he started ascending last year, and now this year he's starting to pay that off, really. You add Aaron Gordon to that mix? Don't forget, Denver upset the Clippers, and they couldn't get past the Lakers, but the Lakers don't have Rondo this year, and AD will see what version of himself he is when he gets back. Denver is very dangerous. The West is a beast. Gordon and Gary Clark to Denver in exchange for Gary Harris, R.J. Hampton, a first-round pick, a protected 2025 first-round pick, according to sources. Gordon acknowledged Tuesday that he asked Orlando for a trade because of his frustration with the team about a number of issues. So, the big news, Vucevic to the Bulls, Fournier to the Celtics, Aaron Gordon to the Nuggets, Rondo to the Clippers with Lou Williams being exchanged for him going to the Hawks. So now that all those things have happened, and I wouldn't say, I'd say the biggest move is Vucevic, but because it was to the Bulls, that's really a move going forward. That's the Bulls trying to start a foundation. You know, in the NBA, the late, great Dr. Jerry Buss, the greatest owner by far in the history of American team sports, Lakers owner, once told Kobe Bryant when Kobe wanted a trade, Dr. Buss said, Kobe, you're a 5-carat diamond. I can't trade you for 5 1-carat diamonds. I can't get value, equal value for you. You never want to break a dollar into 4 quarters in the NBA. You want to put 4 quarters into a dollar, right? You want to get that more elite piece rather than multiple, you know, more average pieces. That's what you're looking for in the NBA. And when you look at what the Bulls are doing right now, they have Zach LaVine. That is an all-star piece. Vucevic added to that, another all-star piece. That's foundational. Even though he's 30 years old, Vucevic, but that's foundational. Do the Lakers have enough? Do the Lakers have enough? Can Schroeder be that guy? He's a good player. He's an excellent player because if you're a starting point guard, if you're an average starting point guard, meaning there are as many guys at the position that you're better than out of 30, right? Out of 30 starters, you're better than as many, you know, as are better than you. You're right. You're in the middle somewhere. That's tough because when you start naming point guards in the NBA, oh my God, right? James Harden and Steph Curry and Damian Lillard and Kyrie Irving and Chris Paul and, I mean, it goes on and on. Mike Conley and Ben Simmons. Just think of a team. Kyle Lowry, is he on the move, right? The guys I just mentioned are better than Schroeder, and there are a bunch more of them. But he's also better than a bunch of starters. He's like a solid average point guard, which is a good player. It's a very competitive position and a very important one. But can he do it when it matters most? Can he do it with the money on the line? Because Schroeder is not part of a big three. Like, had the Lakers acquired Kyle Lowry, maybe this version of Lonzo Ball, you know, something like that, they'd have some kind, like, Kyle Lowry on this team, and it would have been hard, does form a big three. He's the third wheel on the big three with LeBron and AD. It's a big fall off between 2 and 3, but it is a big three. Schroeder is not. That's just not what he, that's not the level, you know, it's not the level of his game. So do the Lakers have enough? Frank Vogel was expecting the Lakers to make a move. He said there's always types of players that can help you. The biggest thing, we need to get healthy. Conversations are up to the front office, apparently. Front office couldn't get it done. My expectation is that we're going to win games with this group. I believe in the group that we have. This group, I don't think, is good enough to beat the Nets. It pains me to say it. And by the way, insofar as I have a rooting interest in New York, I root for the Nets over the Knicks nowadays. Until Dolan sells the team, I'm done with the Knicks. But I'm a Lakers fan. And AD, even if he comes back 100%, he and LeBron, I don't think it's enough if KD comes back at 100% to get over the Nets. KD, Harden, and Kyrie, it's just too much if they're healthy. So I really do think the Lakers needed to make a move. However, I think the Lakers as underdogs, we've seen LeBron lead an underdog team famously in Cleveland past a team that was considered by some the greatest ever constructed in 2016. All right, we have Brian Windhorst here. Do we have the Windy City Heat sound? No Windy City Heat sound. Windy City
Heat. No time for that now.
Windy City Heat's the funniest movie of all time, and I'll tell you about it another time because Windy is very, very busy right now. All right. Tell me about the trade deadline for the Lakers, Windy.
Well, I still don't know whether they were able to get Kyle Lowry. I don't have an answer on Kyle Lowry. I just checked in a few minutes ago. I was told the Lakers do not have a trade for him. Doesn't mean that that's the case right now. Miami just acquired Victor Oladipo, which probably means that they're out of the Lowry sweepstakes. And I suspect that Kyle Lowry may not get traded, that the Raptors could have ended up holding their cards here. About a half hour ago, the Raptors asked for improved offers, and I don't think the offers improved, and I think they might have held them. I'm not 100% sure. I'm still waiting for information lag, but Miami moved on and traded for Victor Oladipo. Philly traded for George Hill, and then the Lakers were not willing to put Talen Horton Tucker in the deal.
I knew it!
And so I don't know what happened to Lowry, but I do think Miami Miami is out because they did Oladipo just before the deadline.
Isn't it funny, Wendy, how like you know who, like guy like Masai Ujiri, and we talked about it on First Take today, you and I, you know he's eyeballing THT because that's the guy with upside, right? That's the guy with a game who may actually turn out to be an impact player. The Lakers don't really have anyone else like that, and so as far as you understand, the Lakers were hesitant to part with THT in a deal for Lowry today?
Here's what you got to understand about the Lakers, and I apologize that it's in the weeds. The Lakers are hard capped. They can't take back more salary than they send out. So they have to send $30 million in salary out to get Kyle Lowry.
Right.
The only way you get to $30 million is if you're trading three or four of your regular players, of your rotation players, okay? That means KCP, Montrezl Harrell, Wesley Matthews. But none of those guys are exciting for the Raptors.
Right.
They want the young guy. So you potentially have to give up four or five players, three or four of them of which you play. So it's just like I understand why they made an offer because they were trying to see if they could maybe use Schroeder in the deal and upgrade there. But it was just never feasible for the Lakers, and I don't think that's what happened.
I'm surprised that Oladipo, like, why not target a guy like Oladipo or someone who comes? What is Oladipo making right now? I can't think off the top of my head, or someone who comes with a little cheaper price tag where you could upgrade. Maybe they really think very highly of Schroeder, Wendy, and they think it's not so easy to upgrade from Schroeder.
Well, you know, when they were fully healthy, they had the second best record in the West. I think they like it. I think the only reason that Schroeder was potentially available was because they've had a contract extension talks with him over the last couple of weeks, and they haven't been able to get a deal. And that, I think, made them say, well, maybe we might be able to get a deal with Kyle Lowry cheaper than we can get Oladipo. But I don't really 100% know their thinking, and ultimately I don't think they're able to make a deal. And their most important thing probably is going to be to try to get Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond has a couple of options, and let's see what happens with this Miami trade, because it's possible Miami could open up a roster spot or two. And in that case, maybe in Miami could go after Drummond. Brooklyn could still go after Drummond. New York could outpay everybody for Drummond. But the Lakers' number one thing is try to get Andre Drummond by Sunday night when he becomes a full free agent after he gets a buyout. And then get LeBron James and Anthony Davis healthy. And I still think the Lakers are in great position at that point.
Wendy, I know you're slammed. Do you have time for one more or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Clippers get Rondo for Lou Williams, reportedly. They tried to sign Rondo in the offseason. They could have had them both, but it didn't work out that way. What kind of an upgrade to the roster based on need, not just playoff ability, is Rondo over Lou Williams, do you think, for the Clippers?
Well, during the regular season, the last two regular seasons, Rondo has not been good. Let me just be frank about that.
Sure.
Okay, he's not been a good player. The Clippers were pretty – I don't know if you ever want to call a team desperate that has Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, but they were highly motivated to find a guard who could execute and run their offense to take pressure off of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in the clutch. And really, they don't need Rondo except for those situations. The Clippers' numbers are very good across the board. They have star players. They have good depth. But you look at their numbers in the clutch, and they are frankly just one of the worst clutch teams in the league. And they were one of the worst clutch teams in the playoffs last year. And one of the ways that you solve that is by getting a veteran guard who can lead your offense and set Kawhi Leonard up instead of having him to create on his own. And so they were under a lot of pressure to figure out how to get one of those players. They investigated Ricky Rubio. They investigated Kyle Lowry. They investigated Lonzo Ball. And they ended up making a deal for Rondo. Lou Williams is a better player than Rondo right now. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Not only is he the better player, they sent two draft picks to Atlanta to get him, and Rondo has more money on his contract. The Hawks have to do him backflips about this trade because Rondo's been bad this year, and they owe him money for next year. But in game five of a playoff series when it's 2-2 and it's a 4-point game with 3 minutes to go, Rondo is a better option than Lou Williams, and that's why they made this trade today.
Yeah, Rondo, playoff Rondo is real. The smart players who know all the plays, you know, it's coach's time in the playoffs. Rondo is a coach on the floor. He goes from, as Windy just told you, below average player in the regular season to an all-star caliber player when you need him most in the playoffs. So I agree, even though Lou Williams is a better player normally than Rondo, when you need it most, and it's not like Lou Williams can't play in the clutch, but Rondo is special in the clutch, and he can organize your offense. I think the Clippers upgraded. Windy, really appreciate you coming on the show. I know you are jammed today, so thank you for coming on, brother.
Thanks,
was Brian Windhorst. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I thought they got rid of you already, Windy, because you have somewhere to go, but thank you. ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst on the Goodyear Hotline. This guy is our reporters. We're not playing games. Windy and Woj. The Raptors are keeping Kyle Lowry. That's what Windy just intimated. He hadn't had it verified, but now sources tell ESPN the Raptors are keeping Kyle Lowry. It was a long shot for the Lakers anyway. When Masai Ujiri, when you know, they said, oh, well, the Lakers are of the first, or said they're ahead of, you know, the Sixers and the Lakers are ahead of the Heat. That sounded to me like they were trying to goose the offer from the Heat. They were trying to extract Duncan Robinson and stuff for Lowry, and it wasn't going anywhere, so they were kind of bluffing with the Lakers. If the Lakers are fully healthy without making it, well, listen, I guess Drummond, I mean, you know, the thing about the trade deadline is it's passed now, but the information is still coming in. Is Andre Drummond still realistic? Could that actually happen? Clear waivers and all that stuff? So the news that Windy just let me know is Houston's trading Oladipo to Miami. That's big. Oladipo pre-injury was elevating from, you know, four-star player, all-star, to four-and-a-half-star player, you know, all-star plus. Not an MVP caliber player, but like the next thing to it. Now, post-injury, I'd say he went from a four-and-a-half-star player pre-injury to like a three-and-a-half-star player. Meaning a four-star player would be an all-star, a three-star player would be a starter. He's like a high-end starter without being an all-star at this point. But, you know, his upside is still all-star player. I think that's a big addition to Miami. Oladipo could do a lot of things on offense. That's a really good player. The latest on the NBA trade deadline. How you feeling about that, Lakers fans? Clippers add Rondo, subtract Lou Williams. Lakers stand pat, don't want to move off THT. I knew it on first take when everyone was talking about it. Masai Ujiri is looking at the Lakers like, okay, how am I going to sucker these guys out of Talen Horton Tucker? He's young. He has real upside and star potential in his game. He doesn't make any money. Of course that's who people are going to want. Were the Lakers smart to hold on to Talen Horton Tucker? I get what Windy's saying. He's saying, look, to match salaries for Kyle Lowry, it has to be KCP. It has to be Montrezl Harrell. It has to be who else is making money on the team? There's someone I'm forgetting. Schroeder. And then those are just the players and the, like, now you're Matt, you know, Wes Matthews, you're matching salaries. But Masai doesn't, like, you know, the Raptors are looking going, yeah, okay, that's all well and good, but none of these players are really who we're aiming for. You know, we really just want Talen Horton Tucker. So you got to throw him in too. But at that point, the Lakers are like, yeah, but we need some of these players to play the games. We don't have enough of a roster, so it probably wasn't going to work. But those kind of logistics aside, those details aside, how do you feel, Lakers fans, about not dealing for Lowry in order to hold on to Talen Horton Tucker? Because there's a way of looking at it where that's basically what happened. Does Rondo put the Clippers over the Lakers is the real question right now. Axe Max is next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. This weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings makes everything better. I'd like to do a DraftKings for Passover, for the Seder. I'd like to do a DraftKings for Thanksgiving. You do a DraftKings for anything, it makes it better. DraftKings for a first date. DraftKings for anything. I'm not kidding. I'm going to include DraftKings in my Passover Seder this year, I think. I don't know. I got to figure this one out. Always when you have some skin in the game. It's so DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. DraftKings for Thanksgiving. I'll take mac and cheese. Followed by what? Obviously turkey. Everyone's down on turkey. I think that's a value. And then rack up points. You could. DraftKings could do that. You could see how many portions of each get eaten. That's right. Makes everything better. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, Fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Rondo, put the Clippers over the top.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hit me with a question for Axe Max, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I mentioned before the break, I called it like clearing waivers in the NBA. It's possible. It's not usually how it happens. It's the buyout market, as you just heard Kendrick Perkins talking about it. Can the Lakers get a real player, you know, post-deadline buyout market? Andre Drummond? Someone like that? Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
X. Max.
Lakers have no moves pending, sources tell ESPN. The trade deadline came and went. With their roster unchanged, the Lakers will now turn its focus to the buyout market. Oh, I just said I heard Kendrick Perkins talking about it. Literally, this is what happened. This happens sometimes when you like consume a lot of media when you're in the media, like preparing for stuff. I read this during the commercial break as I was listening to Kendrick Perkins and then thought that Kendrick Perkins said it. I got the voice in my own head confused with Perk. Apparently, the voice in my own head sounds like Kendrick Perkins. Carry on. Anyway, Lakers are going to turn their focus to the buyout market. They have two open roster spots to fill. I think the team recognizes, many people are saying, that health will be a big factor in the success this year. LeBron and AD. If LeBron and AD are healthy, the Lakers should get out of the West. If they're not healthy, they won't. If either one is less than 90%, they're not going to get out of the West. It's too tough. But if you got both guys as basically the real versions of themselves, whatever percentage that is, but like that you watch LeBron, yep, that's LeBron, yep, that's AD. Yeah, but he's you know, not quite, but it's basically AD. They should get out of the West. I mean, that combination is devastating. Now, they don't have Rondo this year, and so we don't know how Schroeder will play in the playoffs. But if he just maintains his normal play, that should be good enough. Don't forget, last year, they ran into a Nuggets team that were the comeback because they had such a series against Utah. And then against the Clippers, no lead was safe. And they brought that same feeling to the Lakers series. And they couldn't even win two games from the Lakers. They got one out of five. You know, it was like, who's better than Jamal Murray and Jokic? These are two MVP. Who's better? LeBron and AD. That's who's better. Those two are too much. But are they going to be there? First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's take a call. Let's get some Straight Talk from the fans, from the people. Raj is always like, don't take calls. To hell with the, what do you call them? The commoner? Is that what you call them, Raj? I take offense to that. I'm a man folk of the people, and I insist on talking to the people, Raj. Don't let Raj, the man, hold you down. I won't let him. Chad in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Well, Max, you just said the first point. It's all LeBron. It's all AD. If they're both healthy, they'll be in the finals. If they're not, they won't. It don't matter who you ask.
Chad, let me ask you this. I agree with you, but let me ask you this. If they're both healthy, but the big three are healthy in Brooklyn. Do the Lakers win the finals?
Yeah, I believe they do because I think LeBron is better than all of them. And
I agree.
He will the team to the victory.
I agree with that. LeBron's better than all of them. I don't think it'll be possible to will them past the Nets. Like, the Nets are catching wreck, as we used to say in the day, without KD. You're going to add KD? Big Rob in Inglewood. Is it Big Rob? Is Inglewood still up to no good?
Rob, hey, Max is me, baby, but I'm a little down today, man.
Okay.
The Lakers have dropped the ball.
Mm.
Everything you do right now should be geared to beat the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
And you already lost your point guard dog in Rondo. You should have did everything you did, everything you could to bring Lowry into your fold to bring another dog.
But I hear what you're saying, Big Rob and Inglewood. However, Lowry wouldn't have worked because, as Brian Windhorst pointed out on this program a few minutes ago, in order to match salaries, because the Lakers are hard capped, they must take back less salary than goes out. You have to match at worst. But, you know, you can't take even a dollar more. You have to include basically all your roster, all your rotation pieces just to match salary, and then throw in Talen Horton Tucker, which is the piece I believe teams actually want. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe Lonzo would have been a better idea. Lakers bring back Lonzo Ball. I wonder why he wasn't more of a trade target for the Lakers. I guess, you know, Pelicans are going to want draft picks and the Lakers don't have them. Roland in Michigan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Got 30 seconds.
I'm a Heat fan, so I mean, I'm happy that we got Victor Oladipo. I was kind of expecting Kyle Lowry, but I'm really happy for Lou Williams because I know how much he loves the Wings in Atlanta. He's gonna have a good time.
That's right. That's right. Look. Clippers get Rondo. Had to give up Lou Williams to get him, but they got the guy who can organize that offense, take the pressure off Paul George, be a crime partner for Kawhi when he needs him most, take the point forward duties away from Kawhi, which are not really natural to him. Are the Lakers still the best team in L.A., even if fully healthy? That was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll see if any trades were announced after the deadline. Remember, we found out about Oladipo. The deadline came and went. Nothing was reported, and then Brian Windhorst came on this program and let me know, actually, Oladipo is a Miami Heat. So we'll see what other trades were announced after the deadline. Don't miss the biggest, baddest rematch at UFC 260 as heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic and number one contender Francis Ngannou. This is going to be good. It's a good rematch. Meet for the second time. UFC 260 on Saturday is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Visit ESPNPlus.com/PBV. And don't miss DC and Helwani tonight. Daniel Cormier and Ariel Helwani tonight on ESPN Radio. Those guys are good. And the ESPN app from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hit me with a question for Axe Max, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In celebration of Women's History Month, pay tribute to Black Queens on The Undefeated on ESPN Plus. Explore the athletes and coaches who have defied expectations and inspired others. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
Andrew Lopez reporting can confirm. Pelicans are sending J.J. Redick and Nicolo Melli to the Dallas Mavericks, who are getting back James Johnson and Wes Iwundu, and a second-round pick, source says. And some, listen, Redick is a shooting fool. And the Mavericks, they got some, you know, they don't have a lot of dynamic offensive players, but they have a lot of good role players. Like Maxi Kleba's 6'10", and he defends, and he shoots 40-something percent from three, and he takes like three or four of them a game. They got Redick in there, and obviously the two big, like, you know, Doncic is the best player on the team, but Porzingis, see what he did? Most are like, Porzingis, if he's, it looks like he's back to being Porzingis. Dallas is dangerous. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Richard!
Max, from 2004 to 2020, that's 17 years, the Yankees were the American League representative to the World Series once. Once out of 17 years.
Right.
Considering there are 16 teams in the American League, that's below average.
Right. You're right.
Just to appear in the World Series.
That's right. With unlimited payroll, right? Like, I mean, there's a luxury tax that keeps it down a little bit, although that's Hal Steinbrenner deciding to you know, put profit over winning. But besides that, fact is, the Yankees do a very good job and they field a very good team. They are not the best at fielding they're not the best at fielding the most competitive team every year. They're just not
Max,
the best.
One more thing.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's intolerable as a Yankees fan. You know, you got to go get, if Brian Cashman can't be the best GM in baseball, if all he can be is an A and not an A+, you got to go get the A+. What else, Richard?
Max, one more thing. Today you had on Jim Boeheim and his son Buddy, and
yes,
I was watching with my mother. I wish I would have spoken to you yesterday because you could have presented Boeheim with this.
Okay.
Jim Boeheim has achieved something that, in my opinion or my estimation or my knowledge, never has been done and never will be done in this country or any country throughout the world.
Okay.
He is the oldest man or woman, ever to coach his son or daughter in either a collegiate game or a professional game. Just think, he's 76 and his son is 21. That has never happened. And next year he'll be 77 and his son will be 22 and he'll still be coaching him.
Hey, listen,
that will never happen again, ever.
You and I need to talk. It's not that I don't enjoy our little chats, but we need to lay off the geriatric issues for one, you know, for one segment. We need to talk about what's going on right now with no deep references to ancient history and or septuagenarians. I think we can do it. Richard always has a good call. Alex in Michigan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. What you want to ask me?
Hey, Max. I was sitting here doing some thinking today. I'm a Bulls fan. I'm really happy with the acquisitions we made today. But as far as Lonzo not being moved, something struck me today. And the reason why I think he's not going to be moved is because I don't think any team can re-sign him. Because I think he might end up in Charlotte next year with LaMelo.
Interesting. I don't think he's heading for Charlotte. I think he wants a big market. I think the Ball brothers are all going to wind up in big markets, or both going to wind up in big markets. I will say this. If you have Vucevic and you have Zach LaVine, like if you get Lonzo Ball, at a certain point you collect enough players like that and you are as good as anyone in the league just about, you know? If you start putting together above average and all-star level players everywhere you look, but it's hard to collect because of the salary cap. These guys get paid. I'm a little disappointed. Not that like I love the Bulls, but it would have been nice to see what Lonzo could do with Zach LaVine and Vucevic. Max Kellerman Show presented by Progressive Insurance. Andrew in New York, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Go.
Hey, Max, how we doing? I just wanted to ask, the Knicks stayed put at the deadline. I mean, we got Terrence Ferguson, but nothing special. I was going to ask if you thought we should look at the buyout market, you know, Drummond, Rodney Hood, maybe Aldridge, something like that, or if you think we should just, you know, take a run with what we have and wait till the offseason.
I think Drummond is possible. I think that what the Knicks have shown is that they can take players and, a real advantage they have is they develop. It's not just drafting, it's development, right? So for so many years, draft picks wouldn't work out with, you know, the Jets, with the Knicks, with the Giants. They weren't developing them properly. But now that they are, you wonder what a guy like Drummond could do for a team like the Knicks, particularly if he refines his game there. Willie J in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, Max, man? Honestly, I have one question, but you brought up another topic about Lonzo, you know. What do you think possibly about maybe the Lakers, if things don't work out with Dennis, they don't get that.
I don't know why the Lakers were not more aggressive pursuing Lonzo. Seems like that could be a fit there to bring him back. I know LeBron liked playing with him. And if you recall, LeBron comes like when the Lakers really fell apart 2 years ago, when Lonzo got hurt, then they just didn't have enough. I was surprised the Lakers didn't make enough, you know, make a pass at him. And by the way, well, they have Schroeder. Maybe they think Schroeder's better than Lonzo. I don't. But I get it. I see where they might. But who says that he couldn't coexist with Schroeder in a backcourt? Lonzo can play on ball, off ball. He can do a lot of stuff. All right, so there you have it. That's our trade deadline show. Once LaMarcus Aldridge completes a buyout with the Spurs, the Miami Heat are expected to emerge as frontrunners to sign him. Shanae and Golic Jr. coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.